right, welcome back to the show. Talk some Penn State wrestling now. Andy Stein from Nittany Sports Now, also the sports editor of the Tyrone and Huntington newspapers, joins us. Talk some PSU wrestling. Andy, what's up today, buddy? How you doing?
I am doing well, Corey. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Strange schedule this week with Penn State having to go to Wisconsin on Tuesday for a match because Michigan wasn't going to be able to wrestle this weekend. You like that that scenario where Penn State was able to get an early week match. What do you like about it?
It made a lot of sense, honestly. You know, I originally thought that maybe since Penn State has a free weekend right now, I originally thought that perhaps they were trying to schedule one of the other postponed duels, either Rutgers or Michigan State. I thought that maybe they were trying to get that in this weekend, but it turns out that I believe Rutgers and Michigan State both have a quad meet. I know they're wrestling each other on Saturday, so it just wouldn't make sense. But, you know, we dealt with this in football season as well. The Steelers played a Tuesday game and a Wednesday game this year, I believe. Obviously, it's a little bit different in football. I can't imagine any of those football guys liked it at all. But you think about it, it's a 4 p.m. Central time out in Wisconsin. That's practice time for the most part in college athletics. So I'd imagine if you go around the rooms of Penn State and wrestling's wrestling teams, it would be – almost everybody would probably say they would rather wrestle a duel instead of going to practice that day.
Sure, absolutely. Kids play any sport, would rather play a game than practice. And Penn State will not wrestle again until Friday, February 12th against mm-hmm. Iowa. Now, we were talking about this earlier with regards to college basketball. Some of these teams that have been on pauses, Andy, have really kind of struggled this year. They've taken off for a week, 10 days, they've struggled. We saw it during football. Teams that had to pause would struggle. With regards to wrestling, you wrestled. What mm-hmm. what do you think a pause, a lengthy delay? Penn State was delayed at the beginning, and now they won't. What? How does this impact wrestlers compared to basketball, football players, and such?
I think the number one thing that you have to take into account is just their conditioning. I mean, Even for Penn State's first duels of the season on Saturday, you could see conditioning was a factor in some of their guys. The number one guy I'm thinking of is 149-pounder Jared Reclearian. Of course, that might have been an injury as well because he did have to injury default in an extra match against Northwestern. So that's the number one thing. But I think going back to what we've talked about before, it's like it's just one of those things where you're going to have to be ready at pretty much all times right now, just because we're living in a strange world. You can be asked to wrestle in 2 days' notice, like they did this past weekend on Tuesday, and you might have 2 weeks off or so until you wrestle a duel. It's hard to say.
Iowa is doing great, and that is Penn State's next match on the 12th. But there's some news out of Iowa. What's the situation with Iowa's wrestling team right now?
Yeah, this morning it was announced that Iowa head coach Tom Brands did test positive for COVID-19. And that means he will have to remain in isolation until February 13th, which would be the day after the Penn State duel. So Iowa, if that duel is wrestled, they will be without Tom Brands in State College that day.
With what we know about this virus, though, if mm-hmm. if the head coach is getting it, we're not doctors here, but what's the likelihood that bout goes off on February 12th?
Well, you got to think. I mean, with as much time as they spend around each other in a wrestling team, you would think that he might not be the only one. You hate to speculate on something like this, but it's hard not to. It's almost likely that somebody else would have to have it. And as Kel Sanderson has said a couple weeks ago, I think the percentage of a wrestling team is 7.5% of people that test positive. Your team is shut down. And when you have a roster size of 25, 30 guys on a wrestling team, it doesn't take very much to get to that number.
All right, so here's what happened. Again, Penn State was supposed to wrestle Michigan on Sunday at Michigan, February 7th. But that was postponed because Michigan is under a program-wide, all their athletic programs, a two-week pause, basketball included. So Penn State may not get to play Michigan again in basketball, and then that wrestling one is postponed. So then you're talking about Iowa, and let's cross our fingers because that's a battle of behemoths if Iowa can indeed come to Penn State on February 12th. But then Penn State's not scheduled to wrestle again until February 19th. I mean, look, this thing is playing havoc with everybody's schedules. How much is Penn State going to be able to wrestle this season at all?
I think it goes back to what we were talking about last week. I mean, it could be shut down at any time. I mean, that's not good for anybody when you could possibly have 2.5 weeks off in between dual meets. I mean, that's just one of those things where, you know, maybe you're going to have to reschedule one of those Rutgers meets or Michigan State meets. Maybe Michigan will be ready to wrestle here in a couple weeks. It's hard to say, but I can't imagine Penn State being okay with going 2.5 weeks until they wrestle that duel against Ohio State.
Were you surprised by how close the Indiana duel was on Saturday?
Definitely, and I think that's shared around everyone that follows Penn State wrestling. Of course, you didn't really know that Penn State wouldn't have a 125 pounder medically cleared, and that when you're giving up 6 points right off the bat, I mean that's tough. But you know, the one thing that you have to take into account is Carter Storace getting upset by DJ Washington of Indiana. He lost the match 10-9, but Storace was down 10-1 after one period. Obviously, that's a very tough hole to climb out of as well.
There was some news over the weekend. Gary Steen, the Reynolds high school wrestler who had committed to Pitt, he's a two-time state champion. He flipped and is going to go to Penn State. Now, he's 120 in high school. We had somebody ask last week why Penn State seems to have issues at 125. Could Gary Steen be a solution at 125 going forward or in the coming years?
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, I would think that, you know, there was a reason why he flipped from Pitt to Penn State, and you would think that reason is because, yeah, he could probably go right now into Penn State and be the starting 125 pounder next year. Either way, it would have made sense. I mean, Reynolds Wrestling, that's not far from where I went to college. It's a very, very big wrestling school over there. Pitt would have been a great school for him. I know Pitt's very much on the uprise, but, I mean, why wouldn't you come to Penn State if you can step right in and possibly be a starter next year as a true freshman?
Yeah, no question. Andy Stein from Nittany Sports Now. I'll tell you, it's just bizarre. You know, we went through this with baseball and basketball last year, then college football, now college basketball. It's just, do you not find yourself just kind of waiting? You mentioned Tom Brands and that news today. Do you not find yourself just kind of waiting for the next shoe to drop day after day here with hearing some level of bad news at some point?
You almost expect it, honestly. It's one of those things as a sports writer. I mean, even on a day-to-day basis, like you're checking your email all the time just in case you don't know if any athletic event is going to be postponed that day or not. I mean, it's just one of those things. We're living in a world now where nothing is normal.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the time, man. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Corey.
All right, good stuff there. Andy Stein, again, sports editor for the Tyrone Daily Herald and Huntington Daily News. We're going to step away for a